Chapter 16. Lucy stared at Seth. He stared right back, gave her a slow nod as if his head was too heavy to lift. She remembered this morning thinking how gaunt he looked, aged prematurely. He was only 30. Tell me everything. He raised his mug but set it back down without drinking, using the time to collect himself. This was before the threat on the judge when we got protection. I was leaving my office on the way to file some motions when a man called my name. He walked up, shook my hand, and said he'd heard what I was doing and wanted to thank me. Then he was gone again. What'd he look like? Where were you? On the street? How about his voice? There were no cameras anywhere around. It was a cold morning. He wore an overcoat with the collar turned up and a scarf, had glasses and a tweed hat. I remember thinking he was a professor, but I think that's just because he looked like the one I had for constitutional law. Brown eyes, 40s, 50s, who knows? Nothing special. He paused. His lips twisted into a grimace. Except he wore gloves. And when he shook my hand, I could tell they were really thick. Figured the guy didn't like cold hands. Didn't think anything of it until the next day when the funeral flowers came.
You traced the delivery?
Nothing there. Paid with a prepaid credit card. Delivery guy took the order over the phone. No way of tracing it. The card said, "Warm thoughts for June after the untimely early demise of her husband," signed with initials.
You thought it came from him?
I thought it came from another crackpot. You have to understand, ever since we started this, I get a dozen death threats a day. Only thing different about this one was that it came in the real world instead of anonymous emails and tweets from internet trolls.
How did you finally put it together?
Not me. My paralegal. She loves puzzles. The guy signed it HG. That's the chemical symbol for mercury. And the florist's logo is mercury, the winged messenger. Then our entire office was flooded with spam about some miracle cure involving mercury. All untraceable, of course. She made me go see my doctor and ask him about mercury poisoning. Turns out, she was right.
But that was 5 months ago. If they found out so fast, why couldn't they do something about it?
I think that's why this guy basically told me what he'd done. He knew they couldn't do a damn thing about it. They tried all the standard chelation therapies, but this is a rare form of mercury. One drop absorbed through the skin, and you're toast. But the kicker is, you won't see any symptoms for weeks, maybe even months. Then, once they arrive, you have only days before you're dead.
He wrapped both his hands around his coffee mug.
I've lived weeks longer than the experts thought I would. My doctor can't wait to write up the case report. Says there was a chemistry professor had the same thing happen to her. By accident. He wants to compare my brain to hers at autopsy.
June doesn't know?
No. She has enough to worry about. After everything she's been through, how can I tell her that she's about to raise our child alone?
Lucy didn't agree. If it was her, she'd want time to prepare. But she didn't know June and Seth. Not well enough to interfere in their marriage. Oshiro? Walden?
I told them, made them promise to protect her no matter what. And my family, they don't know I'm dying, but they love June. She and the baby will always have a home with them.
She thought about it. Daddy's perfect revenge on the man who dared to fall in love with his baby girl and wanted to raise her daughter. God, what a twisted, evil son of a bitch. How long do you have?
I started to have weird muscle twitches last week. Sometimes my arms or legs, they'll just give out on me.
and I'm weak. Not just tired, physically weak. He lifted his mug with both hands as if to demonstrate. Maybe another week. Maybe just a few days. I can tell my brain is foggy, slow to react. He gave her a sad smile. Funny thing is, that probably saved my life. When that guy pulled his gun and aimed it at me, I wanted to turn and run, but instead, my leg gave out and I ended up tripping and falling. Bullet went right past me. And into Oshiro. You're sure he was aiming at you, not Oshiro? Tactically, it would make sense for the shooter to target the greatest threat first, Oshiro. But if Seth was right, he aimed first at the man least likely to be able to stop him. You don't forget a big fucking gun aimed right at you. When I fell, Oshiro was moving to intercept the shooter, ended up in the line of fire.
If Daddy already poisoned you and knows you're dying, why would he want to kill you now? Did they have two crazy-ass factions out there gunning for June and Seth?
The doctor said I should have been dead a month ago, but they bought me more time with new experimental therapies. Maybe Daddy is upset that I might be around to see my baby born.
Maybe he wants you totally out of the picture so he can move on June.
Or maybe he's just playing with me.
She jerked her head up at that. Seth, you have been in contact with Daddy?
Yeah, I think. Not sure. But I get these anonymous messages. As soon as I read them, they vanish. I had the computer forensic guys check and they said they can't trace them.
Maybe Taylor. He shook his head.
It's too late. He's here. I can feel it. And he's coming after June. This is our last chance to stop him.